The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came to the district of Judea and across the Jordan. Again, crowds gathered around him, and as was his custom, he again taught them. The Pharisees approached him and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord. Students, in the last 2 years, I've lost two of my grandparents. My grandma and my grandpa on my mom's side of the family have both died in the last 2 years. They were married for 65 years, and they had 10 children together. And in 65 years with 10 kids, you go through just about everything you can imagine. Well, at the very end of their lives, they both got the disease that we call Alzheimer's, where they started to forget things little by little. And towards the end, for my grandfather, it got so severe that he couldn't remember hardly anything of his life. We would even go, you know, my siblings and I, my parents, we'd go and we'd visit my grandpa, and he didn't recognize us. He didn't know our names. When we would ask him questions, he recalled almost nothing from his life except some events when he was just a little boy or an adolescent. It was so bad that he couldn't even remember who my grandma was. And they still lived together. They were in a care facility, but they still shared a room. And if you said to my grandpa, "Hey, grandpa, who's this?" You go, "Oh, I don't know." He didn't even remember my grandma's name. But something really amazing happened right at the end. Whenever they would take my grandma from my grandpa, even though his mind wasn't totally clear, he would immediately say, "Where are you going with that woman? Where are you taking that lady?" Right? He knew that there was a connection between him and her, some deep spiritual bond. Well, my grandfather, he would sleep, go to bed at 7 p.m. and wake up at 7 a.m. He would sleep 12 hours a night. The night my grandma died, my mom and all of her siblings were there, so all 10 kids. And they were gathered down the hall because they knew that it was my grandma's final evening. And so they had to make plans about the funeral. They were discussing different issues. And all of a sudden, at midnight, one of my mom's brothers, he looks down the hallway and he sees my grandpa going across the hallway. Now, they had separated my grandma because she was so close to the end. They had put her in the room across the hall. And so one of my uncles, he sees my grandpa going across the hall and he says, What's Dad doing?" Because he was asleep from 7 to 7 and nothing would wake him up. And so they all go down the hall. They go into my grandmother's room where she's lying on the bed on which she would die. And as they entered the room, as soon as they all got in there, they saw my grandpa sit down on the chair next to my grandma's bed. And he reached out and he took my grandma's hand into his lap. And the moment he took her hand and placed it in his and took it into his lap, she took her last breath. Somehow he just knew. The deepest union that two human beings can share is marriage. And it is so profound that our Lord said that from the beginning, God created this, and no human being can separate it. And it is to image the union between our Lord Jesus Christ and His bride. Students, who is the bride of Christ? Does everybody know? Does anybody not know? Who is the bride of Jesus? Laura? The church, right? And our Lord gave His life for His bride, the church. And so He says to all married couples, you are to imitate My love for the church. Husbands and wives are supposed to lay down their lives for one another. They're not supposed to separate. And if they do separate for some extremely serious reason, they're not supposed to remarry, because that bond can never be broken. There is a great attack on marriage in the times that we live in. Mankind is trying to break down what God created, a union between man and woman that is unbreakable. And so, students, it's so important that we support marriage and that we pray especially for our own moms and dads, if they are still together, that God preserve that union.